I need to sit for a teaching. I feel at my wit's end. I've been through much and can handle a test, but past comfort I'm asked to bend. I look inside as I watch a tree sway softly up in the sky. My mind goes quiet, I begin to drift to the sweet spot down inside. What is crazy, I ask, any teacher who can hear? An old woman appears with a smile and cup. Come have tea, my dear. What is this about crazy, she asks as she pours my tea. I frown and sigh as I sit. That's what they've always called me. I know that look since I was a girl, at home and especially school. They think I'm nuts, even now. Back then I was never cool. Just because I hear voices like yours that I've always felt to be kind. I was shocked to learn as a young girl not everyone has the same mind. In the human world I feel lonely. In here I'm never alone. But honestly, the real world sucks, especially now that I'm grown. I slump in my chair in this non-real place even though it feels real now. I look at the woman as she looks at me, and I simply ask, how? How is hearing you possible? Are these illusions I hear in my head? I'm starting to think it might just be best to put myself on a med. Hold on, hold on, I hear in her calm and loving voice. Medication is for sickness, so it's time to figure a choice. People have always heard voices. It's part of the human design. To hear ancestors, to know where to be and where the food to find. But then they came from who knows where with disease, sword, and their hell. Hell-bent sure that our voices were evil, and so they must be dispelled. They use such horrible tactics, it still makes me upset. Yet after a while, a broken people simply needs to forget. So think it as an art long lost that really must be recovered. If you don't resist and listen instead, you surely will discover. The strength and wisdom of your kin made crazy and brutally killed. Because they resisted conversion. Because they were strong-willed. But you can't kill the truth, so wise folks know that everything in the world talks. And learning how to listen is part of life's sacred walk. So the concept of crazy is relative. You must find out for yourself that what one culture thinks is crazy is another's most prized wealth. So instead of letting them get to you, get to know each voice one by one. Are they mean or rude or tell you things that should never, ever be done? But if you feel they are helpful and are your trusted friends, then this talk of crazy sickness can simply come to an end. Don't worry, there are others like you, and you they will certainly find. Ones alone just like you, who hear us in their mind. As for those who judge you, no need to help them along. Don't share your stories about your voices. Just smile and move along. 'Cause you can't change their perspective, just like they won't change you. There's no need to change. We like you, and we think that you do too. I look down to empty cups and a smiling friend as the vision fades away. I smile and open my eyes. Grateful for the teaching this day.